Today on Combos, we're talking about spooky tuna rolls from our local sushi place and a show with famous people wearing a mask on their face.
That's right, Molly. We're talking about celebs in costumes that somehow make you feel, and six pieces topped with haunted crab, and the sauce? Well, it's eel.
That's right, Ash. We're talking about ghostly salmon served on a roll and a show where, hey, is that Narwhal Dave Grohl?
That's right. This week on Combos, we're talking about the Masked Singer Season 3 premiere plus Monster Sushi.
Let's get into it! And welcome to Combos, where every Thursday we curate creature comforts by combining fun and food. I'm one of your hosts, Molly Pease.
And I'm your other host, Ash Barker. And you might notice that this show is a little different today. We're going to start out with a thing called Combos Ketchup. Why? Why are we changing the format you know and love? Well, we're 13 episodes in, which means we've reached our first financial quarter. And our investors are not happy.
They're very sad.
They're very sad. Some of them are angry, and some of them are just hangry, which is whenever you haven't had a Snickers in a little bit.
Or, which we thought a lot of our combos would solve the hangry problem. That's why we have the food there with the fun.
Yeah, and that's why this podcast goes out to every investment firm. All that said, we had a pretty bad financial quarter. The investors want, you know, some change up. So we're starting out with the Combos Ketchup, which is a more personal, where we kind of talk about our lives every week because y'all aren't coming back for Smart House. You're coming to get to know us, right?
Yes.
So this week's Combos Ketchup is just about the investors being mad at us, I guess.
I mean, that was the biggest part of our week, yeah.
It was hurtful, but we're ready to turn over a new leaf, peep. Just kidding. We're never going to do leaf peeping again, investors.
Unless you liked it. No, they didn't.
That was one of their...
I don't know. There might be one listening that wasn't at the meeting because they were sick with the coronavirus. So if you got better and you liked it, please let me know. What if I talked like that the entire episode? Would that be a good, better episode?
It sounded more like singing than talking.
What if I talk like this? The whole episode. This is a singing episode now.
Yeah, speaking of singing, we're going to be talking about The Masked Singer Season 3 premiere on Fox and Monster Sushi.
Yes, and so what is Monster Sushi? Well, it's like regular sushi, but then you take dry seaweed, which you buy at your local grocery store, and you cut it into little tiny shapes, and then you make faces on your sushi. And it's pretty fun.
What did we make?
We just made little weird faces on our, we got the salmon roll, which, plot twist, it had some spicy sauce on it that I was not expecting. I wasn't sure how that would go with the little faces, but I think it actually enhanced the face.
It was a good palette to work with, that kind of orangish, well, some would call it salmon color.
Right, yeah, and it was a good little, like, adhesive, like having glue on top to glue little pieces of the seaweed, which was, like, paper.
Yeah, and so we picked the Monster Sushi, which is like had little seaweed mask, because The Masked Singer is about celebrities wearing masks and singing songs.
Right, exactly. And because The Masked Singer, it's wacky, it's fun. Why not have some fun with your food, too? Play with your food. Do whatever you want, because as The Masked Singer shows, nothing in this world fucking matters.
So, you know that every week here, one of us is really picking the combo, curating it for y'all, the listeners, and for us, like... Lord knows that Molly didn't design the Pokemon jelly donut one. That was all me, Ash, baby. So Molly, why did you pick The Masked Singer?
Well, because it is literally the best thing going on in my life at this moment, including this podcast and our relationship.
Wow. Wow. You get so excited when it's going to premiere, and you'd never have to wait that long.
I don't, and that's why I love it. It's just this beautiful, hot, garbage mess that is made for Middle America. And am I the only liberal who's willing to humble thyself and just, like, take in the slop that they feed us? Yes, I am. Yeah. I love it, unironically, because I love... At my heart, I'm a theater kid. I love costumes. I love singing. I love dancing. I love a good strung out Robin Thicke. I love a fucked up comment from Jenny McCarthy. I love to watch celebrities just fuck it all up on stage.
Yeah, and sometimes they tell jokes. Nick Cannon is there. Is he shitty?
Yeah, because he just makes jokes about how rich he is.
Yeah.
Any celebrity can do.
We did talk about The Masked Singer and how most of the people on there are problematic.
Oh, yeah.
Which is its own ball of worms.
Right, and it's like a 50-50 chance whenever they're unmasked that you'll even know who they are, because most of them are athletes, which we don't know a lot of athletes. And then a lot of them are like D-list celebrities who you haven't seen, who in the news in like 5 years, who are trying to revamp their career.
Like Carrot Top level celebrity.
Yeah.
Where like even the joke of mentioning Carrot Top is so old that he's but he would be a like hippo on The Masked Singer.
100%. And I think that's what's beautiful about it too. It's got that underdog vibe.
It's got that like redemption story.
Yeah, it is really. And what do they win from being? Why would a celebrity even go on this show? You might ask. Apparently, because when you're so famous as a Carrot Top is, you would do literally anything just to get a taste of anonymity.
Anonymity?
Anonymity. I really can't. This is not even a bit. I really can't say that word.
No, it's a hard word to say, but look, let's look at it together. Can you say anonymous?
Anonymous.
How it has all those N's up front.
Uh-huh.
So anonymity has a couple N's up front. Anonymity.
Anonymity. Now I got it. Anonymity.
Hey, now you're doing it.
Thank you. That was our even newer segment called Ashy's Grammar Corner.
I'm hooked on phonics, and now you, the listener, can be too. So we talked about what the show is. It's celebrities wearing masks singing.
Yes. And then you're just trying to guess who the definition of celebrity is very loose. And then you're just trying to guess who they are based only on their voice. They're not all trained singers. And that is obvious, especially with the very, first person who opened this premiere, I was not happy with the opening performance. And they usually do structure the episode so they have the best performances first. Wayne Brady won the last season of The Masked Singer, and his performances were amazing. He opened a lot of the episodes. This one was super lackluster. It was by the outfit was a giant tiger wearing Egyptian garb. It's most likely going to be racist. And just very, falling asleep was the singing voice.
Yeah, just a dude that can throw a football but can't sing. And what song did he choose?
Ice Ice Baby,
which has the same bass line as Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. So I thought it was going to be that song. And I was like, what a way to open up the show.
God, that would have been a great opening. But he did not do that. And so my only guess for who that person is, who is kind of like someone who's gotten a bad rap, who needs to redeem themselves, I think the White Tiger has to be Thanos.
Are you talking about Josh Brolin?
No, I'm talking about the actor that was in Avengers, the purple guy, Thanos?
Thanos.
Thanos? Oh, okay.
No, you've said it both ways. I think
Thanos
both are correct.
And Thanos. Yes.
Now, which time stream was this? Was this the one that died with an axe on the head on the farm planet?
Right, exactly. Because he got such a bad rap being like, oh, look, he's dead. And now he's got to come back and be like, hey, guys, I'm not dead. There's not an axe in my head anymore.
Yeah.
There is a mask on my head.
There's a mask on his head. And I'll say, he was snapping a little bit. And my heart, it turned to dust.
Right.
Just kidding. The Egyptian tiger was bad.
Yeah, we're not a fan of that one. I can't remember the singing. So the other, I only had two more real guesses, which were for the turtle, which I know you said was your favorite costume.
Okay.
Do you remember the turtle?
Yeah, the turtle is like this punk rock. He looks kind of like video game-ish.
Yeah, so it's very video game. And I think that's going to be Corey Feldman.
Here's my thing. Okay. Corey Feldman is such a bad singer.
So bad.
Yes, a lot of the singers were bad on this. Corey Feldman, rather, cannot carry a tune. He can't. So I think that one is...
It's a maybe. Or it's like a Corey Feldman type. I think it's going to be a child actor.
I just think the turtle theory, it doesn't hold water.
All right, you know what? That's fair. Don't snap at me, you snapping
turtle.
Wow,
that's good.
And, okay, my last guess is the llama. I think it's going to be a John Hederer from Napoleon Dynamite.
Because
eat this, you stupid llama.
Tina.
Eat this. Wait, was it an alpaca? But it's I think he alpaca, called it a llama. Yeah.
Eat this, you stupid alpaca. No,
we'll never know. There's no way we could know. We're not going to look it up.
Yeah,
but
no one has seen Napoleon Dynamite in a decade. I think it would be surprising if the llama was John Heder.
Right? That's why you got to think back to 2010 to really hone in on who is under the mask. And I had no clue for the rest of them.
Yeah.
I mean, who is that?
I think one of these, one of my favorite things about The Masked Singer is all the fanfare that Molly likes to give it. And then inevitably when the singer is unmasked, it'll be like Kelly Osbourne.
Right.
And then I just like slow pan over to Molly's reaction of like, did you know them?
And I freak out usually if I even slightly know them, like I know Kelly Osbourne. If it's someone that I absolutely don't know, then I'm disappointed. But if they're even recognizable, I feel so proud of the show.
Yeah, like
for booking that celebrity.
Hey. It's a great feeling.
It is. It's like we do it together, me and the Masked Singer, okay? Someone has to be out there actually reacting to it the way that they're throwing money at this show and thinking that people are reacting to it. And that's me, and I want to give that back to them.
So yeah, one of my favorite things is that several of the people on the show were wearing these like Crystal Fox masks. And I think it's really interesting because the Fox, obviously Wayne Brady, won season 2. And what the show is doing in season 3 is kind of weaving a little bit more mythos.
Uh-huh.
They're saying, like, well, now that the winner, they win, right?
Yes.
And then we feel their waves of success, of how, like, generations carry on. So now season 3, a lot of the other people are wearing fox masks, and they're worshipping the fox.
Yeah.
The same way we're the monster, the mythology of the monster, now there's the Miss Monster. I just love the world building.
Yes. And that brings up a good point. Do you think, you know... we all know our democracy is crumbling, humanity as we know is crumbling. Do you think, I mean, in 50 to 10 years even, could we all be worshiping at the altar of the Masked Singer? Could our whole society just now be voted upon and decided through the rules of Masked Singer? And we are just ruled by our overlords who are the monster, the female monster, the fox, and the like. Because again, we already have a reality show, celebrity president, whatever. Like, is it that, you know, wild to think that the Masked Singer could rule us all in a few years?
It is wild. It is that wild. And I honestly think that what a dark turn. So you're probably wondering, where's that rating for the review? Well, honestly, there isn't one, because we're going to do a new thing, is that if we pick a combo, it's going to be 10 out of 10. So part of the thing the investors wanted to do is get rid of the review, get rid of that lengthy rating. You'll see that this is the first half of the show, and what we're about to go into, what we're, you know, the second half after this musical break is going to be just segments. So get ready for a couple of treats. The first one is The Masked Singer Combos Edition. That's right, we got our own secret celebrities, and we can't wait for you to guess who they are.
Welcome to The Masked Singer Combos Edition.
That's right, it's the unaffiliated, it's the unofficial, it's the frankly irresponsible version of The Masked Singer in podcast form. From the two people you love.
Right. And we are so excited to have the huge celebrity guests that we have waiting in our green room right now. They're getting their mask on, even though we told them they don't have to put mask on, because guess what the ultimate mask for the Combos Edition Masked Singer is? It's the microphone. It's the podcast itself. You can't see us.
Yeah, everyone on a podcast is masked. Let me ask you a question, listener. Have you ever listened to a podcast for a year and then wondered, hey, what do those podcasters look like? And then you look up the picture and it's nothing like you imagined.
They're also just pale and pasty and waif-like from just rotting away in a podcast studio booth all day.
Yeah, it's called anonymity.
Yes, and I mean, that's why I know our two celebrities we brought on today would kill for anonymity. And so, following the format of the classic show that we know and love, we too are going to introduce our two celebrity guests through clue packages that will give you some hints into who may be behind the mask.
Yeah, so let's get into it. First up, we have a contestant all the way from the orchard or the garden. It is the Peas in a Pod.
I love wearing this voice modulator because everyone on Apple Podcasts says my voice is too nasally. I've been teased in the past for my hobbies, especially leaf peeping, and for loving the show Masked Singer. But now, without the glaring judgment of my co-hosts or my podcast listeners, I feel like I can be as comfortable as two peas in a pod. Well, one peas in a pod, or... Okay, well, I will be singing a duet later, so then it'll kind of be like two peas in a pod. You get it.
Chilling. Wow. And now we're going to get to our second clue package of the night. Let's take it all the way to the pound with Saint Dog.
Hello, America and Combos listeners, or woof woof. My clergy girls in my dog pound have always said I have a voice of gold, and after serving the canine lord Cerebus for many dog years, I've decided to worship at the altar of singing pop songs, or pup songs. Let's just say, I've had a rough life.
Wow, it sounds like Saint Dog is really in this competition for all the right reasons.
Yeah, I hope they can sing.
Yeah, I am excited to find out because we are now going straight to a first ever live performance of Saint Dog and Peas in a Pod. And this is unusual for a competition show, but they have chosen to perform together in a duet.
This is even more unconventional, but they're singing Can't Stop Partying from 2009. Ratitude. That's right. Weezer's 2009 album that was so fun and so legendary. Yes, Molly?
Is Can't Stop Partying the song that Lil Wayne, who was unmasked on the premiere of the season 3 of The Masked Singer, was on?
Yes, Lil Wayne, the unmasked singer, Lil Wayne, sang on the season 3 premiere. He was unmasked, spoiler alert. God, we're just getting right into it. And we are going to cover one of his songs. I think it was just so appropriate.
That's right. So this is the...
Not we, just these two masked celebrities.
Indeed. We are simple, simple co-hosts of this show.
Yeah, we would never presume to sing. So let's hear it from these two masked celebrities, Saint Dog and Peas in a Pod. Let me do it again.
Party like tomorrow is my funeral. Gotta stop mixing alcohol with pharmaceuticals. And the unusual is the fucking usual. Man, my life is beautiful, and my girls are mutual.
Okay, Molly, it's Weezer and it's Wheezy. Upside down MTV. Please don't shoot me down because I'm an endangered species. It's the days of our lives, but my night just started. I pray the killer doesn't take the life of the party. I can't stop partying, partying. I can't stop partying, partying. I gotta have Patron, gotta have the jewels. And if you was me, honey, you would do it too. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow. Saint Dog really took us to church on that one. Wow, I just can't wait to find out who's under those masks. Do you think it was a hint when Saint Dog said... Okay, Molly?
You know, we can't know at this point. I think it might have been Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that's a good guess. I think it might have been Corey Feldman.
It's weird because I think it may have been Sarah...
Bareilles?
No, the guy that played Borat.
Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah, Sacha.
That's weird because I thought it might have been Carrot Top.
That is interesting because I thought it would be Danny McGroom.
McBride?
Oh, right.
Well, we won't know until the outro, so guess y'all will have to stick around through our next fun segment so that you can get all the way to the outro where we unmask... those singers.
That's the way listening to audio works. It happens in a linear path. You have to listen to one thing before you get to the other.
You are stuck. You have no button on your phone that would allow you to skip forward to just listen to the outro.
If you really want to, most podcast players have that skip button.
No, Ash, don't tell them that. Don't give them that information.
It's not like they don't know. It's not like they don't already know.
Fine. All right. Well, either skip to the outro or stick around for this next segment.
Hey, welcome back for our final segment of the show. That's right. You're getting a double stuffed episode with two big segments every episode because now the goofs are out.
Just like those annoying goose in the Untitled Goose Game, we're going to keep pecking away at this combo until there's nothing left.
So yeah, because Lil Wayne was on the Masked Singer Season 3 premiere, which we watched and did this combo on, we thought, let's talk about the Weezer Ratitude song. And that got us thinking, why don't we talk about the whole Ratitude album? So we looked up a review on Consequence of Sound.
It got us thinking and it got us Googling.
For this segment, we're just going to read, or rather, Molly is going to read, this review of Ratitude, Weezer's, seventh studio album, on consequencesound.net. The review is written by Justin Gerber, and yeah, it was written, it was posted at 2:15 a.m. Yeah. It was a late night.
On November 2nd, 2009. Yeah. So, full disclosure, I just found this when we were talking last night. Oh yeah, if you don't know, we're dating and we live together and we're in love. Skipping over that boring part. Ash is a huge Weezer fan and has listened to Ratitude. I have not heard a single song from it except for the one that I heard earlier, that I heard the beautiful celebrity sing. So I was just Googling it to find out more about this album, and then I started reading this review in a weird voice, and Ash thought it was funny, so she wanted to put it on the podcast.
So I thought Molly would read the review, and if you're confused at any point, or if I have any insights to give you, I will let you know. Right. But so let's just see how it goes.
Okay, yeah, and when I read these reviews, I like to really get into the mind of the creator. I really want to step into Justin Gerber's mind hole.
Yeah, did you know he was the Gerber baby?
He's the Gerber baby, all grown up. How old do you think he was in 2009 when he wrote this?
Knowing that he listened to Ratitude, he had to be between the ripe age of 18 to 23.
Wow. Beautiful. Okay, so from the Gerber baby himself. Rivers Cuomo is not going to write another Pinkerton. The Weezer frontman was in a dark place in the mid-90s. He struggled with the success of his band's debut album and the pressure to follow up while the band was still hot. This dark period of Cuomo's life was found in Pinkerton, and the audience has to embrace what was given to us back in 1996. He wrote, sang, and played his heart out on those 10 tracks. And that has to be enough. If a Weezer fan cannot accept this, he or she will not accept the band's seventh album, Ratitude. If he or she can, there's a lot of fun to be had from a record that turned out much better than anyone could have expected. You know what? This is a lot like The Masked Singer already, in that there is a lot more fun to be had than anyone could have expected.
Yeah, just talking about it. So why don't I take the next paragraph?
All right, go for it, Ashley.
Because I think you're doing a great job. I just want to have some of that fun. Ratitude's first single also kicks things off. If you're wondering if I want you to, I want you to, is catchier than whatever H1N1 is. That's a little editorial, but what is H1N1? The fast pace demands the listener clap and sing along, and Cuomo details the beginning and salvaging of a relationship, name-checking Slayer, Titanic, and Best Buy in the span of 3.5 minutes. It's a real crowd pleaser, to say the least.
I'm always pleased when somebody name checks Best Buy.
Yeah. I think Best Buy should be in more songs because they sell songs.
That's true. They do sell songs. Is it even a name check if you're just like saying a popular store that you can see while you're driving through the suburbs?
It's like the most bare minimum of a name check.
A name check. I love it.
Yeah.
The 1-2 punch of I'm Your Daddy and The Girl Got Hot has no right to be as good as it is, if solely for those ridiculous tittles. I was reading it as Gerber.
As baby
so
Gerber.
Please respect the process as yeah. Baby teenage Gerber. Live versions of both songs have found their way onto YouTube in the past few months, but the studio versions work well. The drum machine at the beginning of Daddy disappears, eventually into another insanely catchy Cuomo chorus. There is even an MGMT influence found near the song's conclusion. Weezer covers MGMT's Kids on Tour, wink nod. If you like Keepin' Fishin' from Maladroit, you'll probably enjoy Girl Got Hot. It's another song that gets stuck in your head and something to enjoy before your ears bleed during track number 4. Now, track number 4 is heating up. Before we reveal what track number 4 is, do we think that your ears bleeding is a positive or negative thing when listening to this album?
I think we've read enough of the review, and I just want to say, in high school, I bought Weezer's Ratitude. I paid for it at Best Buy, probably. And I loved it so much that I would always try to get people to listen to it. I was spreading the gospel of Weezer. I remember going on a double date with my best friend, Bobby Brake, and his girlfriend at the time, Emily Hanna. Uh-huh. It was a double date with another Emily. I was going on a date with Emily, and I made
we
a whole...
We both grew up in the South, so we were only around Emily's.
Oh, yeah, we both grew up in the South.
We both grew up the holler.
And I made people... Humans. On a date.
Human beings?
Yes.
Okay.
On a date, listen to Can't Stop Partying.
Were you like in an Olive Garden and you brought out like a Walkman and forced them to listen?
Let's just say we may have been in transit to an Olive Garden.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So, because I was also, what's wild to think is like we didn't have smartphones back then. So it is like, how do you force people to listen to music? Where now it's like you just turn on Spotify, but you had the CD in your car.
Yeah, ever heard of a compact disc? It's called driver's rules, baby.
It's
the passenger shuts their pie hole and the driver picks the music, said Dean Winchester in Supernatural.
It's been a long, long time since I've heard that name. Compact disc.
Yeah, and they all got scratched. And I actually checked the closet, Molly. I still have like 5 Weezer CDs. And that's the end of this segment.
You know, maybe we're getting a little too personal with this podcast.
I don't think we are.
But yeah, that's great to know. It's great to know that you are proselytizing Weezer. It kind of reminds me of a character we know, Saint Dog. And I can't wait any longer to see who Saint Dog is, who is behind that podcasting mask. So I say, without further ado, let's get to the outro.
Hey, thanks for listening to that new episode of Combos. I hope you like the new structure, because every week we're
going to... Take it off.
All right, so we're about to unmask Saint Dog and Peas in a Pod because they both lost. Their performance was horrible. They picked an obscure song and they picked a duet. So I say you sing a verse together, then you get the worst together.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sad to see them go, but I am excited to reveal who they are. Starting with Saint Dog, it is Ash Barker.
Woof woof, fam. It was me all along.
Oh my gosh.
And now that I'm unmasked, I can see clearly now the doggies are gone. Why don't we unmask Peas in a Pod? unmask verb.
Well, hello. It's me, Molly Pease.
Now the clever name makes sense.
Thank you. It was a little wordplay, and so while my rap game might not have been on point, my peas are all still part of my pod. That doesn't make any sense, but that's why I lost.
Wait, peas in a pod? Peas on a pod?
Peas on a pod.
Cast.
This is a Molly Peas on a podcast. Exactly.
Well, now that I know it was you the whole time, I think we have to send you to the farm. But on a more serious note, thanks for listening to this episode.
Yes, thank you for sticking with us as we figured this podcast out. Mostly, yeah. We just want it to be fun, an excuse for us to do silly voices and fun segments like we did on today's show. So let us know how you felt about the segments, what you like, what you enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
And you can do that by reaching out to us on social media at Combos Podcast. We are on Facebook and Instagram.
So if you want to go to our website as well, you can sign up for monthly donations. And it's also a link where you can share the show with friends. It's anchor.fm/combos. Really, the only way the show is going to grow, I have a lot of support from my comics at Fake Gamer Girl Comics, but the podcast is a lot harder to share. If you could take a second and share it with a friend, post it on Twitter, post it on Facebook, that helps us get new listeners and helps us make the show into something that you'd want to support and listen to every week and spend time with us. Having said that, the theme music is by Evelyn Landau and me, Ash Barker. The energy is getting real serious, and her album is The Mirror Within. You can find that on Bandcamp and Spotify under Evelyn Landau, and that's really all we have to say.
That's right. Thanks for sticking with us, and we hope you have a cozy rest of your week.
And don't forget to spay and neuter your...
llamas.
Robin Thicke.
It was Robin Thicke the whole time.